And now this is a dictation for Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, Harger, H-A-R-G-E-R, September 1243, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up Mrs. Harger, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in May. We refer her to vascular specialist for renal artery stenosis and also evaluation of peripheral vascular disease. Angiogram to be done on the next few weeks with hydration because of chronic kidney disease. She's able to use a stationary bike, but very limited standing walking, less than 50 feet. Pain on the calf, thighs, presently no discolor of the toes or ulcers. Denies the use of oxygen CPA machine. It is an extensive review of systems and being negative. Review medications, notice the losartan, chlorfalidone, amlodipine. Remains on insulin, cholesterol management. Blood pressure by nurse close to 166-68, weight is stable, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no major edema, non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 1.8. For the last few years progressing. Normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis, normal calcium. There has been anemia 9.5. Prior albumin phosphorus normal. Renal Doppler. Peak velocity above 200. A lesion on the right side is suggested for renal artery stenosis. The left side was technically difficult. Kidney size are normal, which is encouraging to make a difference. No urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Underlying diabetes, hypertension, concern for renal artery stenosis, invasive procedure on the next few weeks, will receive hydration, and chemistry is to be checked within 24-48 hours after procedures, remains on diabetes cholesterol management, there is anemia but has not required EPO treatment, monitoring on potassium and acid base, other chemistry is stable, continue to follow.